We could come to order. This is the Friday, February the 27th, 2009, regular session of Commissioners Court. We'll start with a few moments of silence and then we'll stand for our pledges. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible. I was giving Mr. Butler just a minute back there.
You got to sign in, she.
Yeah. Deborah Bullfinch would like to speak to us this morning. Deborah, would you like to go ahead?
Yes. In reference to the maintenance of the building, we're in process of doing the annual stripping and waxing. And we've done the third floor and bottom floor, but we're holding off on the second floor. We have a problem with the wooden chairs down there, the old wooden chairs. The glides are broken, and I brought it up to Charles Daniels back in November, and he has tried to find replacement glides. And I guess because the chairs are so old, they don't take them anymore. And we discussed about moving chairs out of offices to replace them, but if we go back with the same wooden chairs, with the abuse that they get with that popular area, it's just going to break the glides again when we're back to the same problem. What it's doing is chipping the wax away from the floor. Before I strip and wax the second floor, I'd like to have something done about those chairs. Now, my thought was, we've already got four green chairs on the second floor. We've got three green chairs down on the bottom. And those four chairs that are against the wall is like one too many for that wall. Could we take one of those chairs and take three of the green chairs from downstairs and replace those wooden chairs? They wouldn't be able to rock on those green chairs. They wouldn't get bounced around as bad as the old wooden chairs. They would not damage the floor, and the glides would get broken. And that was just my suggestion. And then all the chairs on the second floor would match. We already have a mixture of whatever down on the bottom floor, so the other wooden chairs wouldn't matter if they were just moved down there. And on the east side of the bottom hall, that's not used as much, so that'd be a good place to put them. Now, that's on the west side, the probationers, they wait for their appointments down there. They use quite a bit. But my thought was this way, all the chairs on the second floor would be matched and wouldn't be damaged to the floor. And I would like to get the court's permission to do that.
You mean the green, those green vinyl, right? Those green vinyl chairs?
We already have four on the second floor now. And we can take one from that fourth group and take those three that are in really good shape downstairs and bring them upstairs to the second floor.
It doesn't matter to me.
Have you looked to see if we can get any kind of protectors to go on the bottom of those other chairs?
I looked everywhere. I don't know where those are too old.
They make a stick on that really, you know, you cut it to size that would probably.
We can't discuss this now.
I've used some of it, and it really eases good, and it's carpet.
We can't take any formal action.
Okay.
What if we allow her to move those chairs up there until Mr. Daniels gets what Mr. Ferguson was just talking about, and then possibly move the wooden chairs back up there?
What are the old green vinyl chairs? I'm not sure which. I can't even remember what they look like.
Like the orange. Like the orange. They're downstairs.
They have arms on them. They're kind of square.
There's four of them sitting in front of the first office right now on the second floor. One doesn't have arms. It just sits in.
mean, it's something we can't really take any action on.
Yeah.
We can.
Actually, while we didn't intend to talk about this today, item 11, discuss and take action on building maintenance policies and issues. And I mean, this is not like a major issue. This is just something we can decide on. I think it'll fit under number 11.
Okay.
It doesn't matter to me, whatever y'all want to, you think would look best or whatever you want to do.
Well, I think her point is she just, when they waxed the floors, they wanted to look as nice as long as possible. And with those chairs, with them being shuffled around, is that correct?
Yes. You can tell right now.
Is that what's up there now?
Yes, that's what's up there now. Yes.
Years ago, we had all these chairs like this fixed or refurbished and everything because they don't like one of them anymore. And the furniture doctor, Philip Bruns, he was the one that did those. So
okay.
I don't know if he would have any recourse of doing anything to the bottoms or what. He worked on a vast amount of them at one time.
Yeah, I remember. They were really good, too.
Judge, what Betty was talking about, the little felt stuff, carpet stuff, that works wonderful.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to take that little knob off the bottom and just put it to the wood. You cut it exactly, just a little old pad, you can get them at Walmart.
Okay. These chairs would be, they're smaller. The others are Danish modern. These are smaller chairs that'd be more of an open walkway with these chairs.
Well, can we try to find some of that stuff and do that? Can we try to find some of that felt to stick on the bottom, Charles, and work on that? Okay. We'll try that, Debbie. Okay. Thank you for bringing that up to us. Anyone else who would like to speak to the court today? Mr. Corrin?
I have, in the past, when we had all of this discussion about the roads and bridges and all of that, which I started this complaint form, which over a period of time I have turned in a number, and I have copies of what was turned in before. The first one was turned in on the 8th, 2009. There was two of them. Turned in on that date, three of them. There has nothing been done to correct this problem. On the 9th and the 15th, 2008, there was one turned in. On the 9th and the 3rd, 2008, two was turned in on the 2nd and the 27th as of today. This is a new one. These are all copies of problems that the people in my neighborhood has designated that needs to be fixed. And nothing as of this date, nothing has been done to correct any of these problems. And according to this subchapter D, County and Road Department System, under paragraph, under section 252.302, that's organization of the system. B, the County Road Department includes the County Commissioners as the policy making body. Under 252.309, powers and duties of county road engineer. Under paragraph E, the county road engineer shall ensure that policies of the commissioner's court relating to county roads are faithfully executed. Section 9, performing any other duties required by the commissioner's court that are considered within this chapter. these is something that we live by, supposedly, but nothing is getting done. I'll run off some more copies in case it's somewhere in the paperwork since August or after the election in November got lost. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Carlin. Anyone else who would like to speak to the court this morning? Item two on the agenda is to consider and take action on approval of recording of payroll changes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B is the payroll.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item C are budget amendments. No amendments today. Item C doesn't require any action. Item D are the accounts payable.
Motion to approve.
Judge, I've got one concern here. It's on page 7. I talked to the auditor, and they're at the Upshur Rural Electric, and maybe Bubba can help us with this. Our electricity at Precinct 4 Barn has been averaging around $100 a month. Here we got a bill of $404. My concern is, I know it's been cold, and maybe the boys are going off and leaving the heater on all day, and which it needs to be cut off. Maybe you could help us on this, Bubba, to see.
I don't know. And also, we had some electrical problems down there in the old barn, you know, where it is over, the old break box and everything. The wire got shorted out in it, and I mean, that might be it. I don't know, but I know we did get that fixed, so we found it and did get it fixed. I don't know if that's what it would be.
Okay. But could you make sure that the boys are turning it off when they leave the shop?
Any other discussion on accounts payable? There's a motion by Commissioner Crittenden. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item E is to accept for recording various Commissioner Court documents, including but not limited to the following: auditor's reports, treasurer's reports, state and county tax summary, bonds, oaths, deputations, and other certificates.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Crittenden to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those documents are recorded. Item F are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Move to approve.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item three is to discuss and take action concerning the disposal of old and damaged mats and chairs from the jail. The sheriff has some old property down there and provided us some pictures this morning to look at. Sheriff, are they even beyond being sold at an auction?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's trash.
These mats you're talking about, are they like blankets or something?
No, they're old mats for use in the jail.
Inmates sleep on?
Mattresses? Mattresses, okay.
Dispose of.
Motion to dispose of the property out of the jail. That's in reference. What did he say?
Yes. Yes.
And Sheriff, if you'd like to, you can include that on the free dump day that we've got. It's coming up at the end of March. If you want to dispose of them that way.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Ferguson to dispose of the old mats and chairs as worthless from the jail. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are disposed of. Item four is to discuss and take action concerning the request by the Gilmer Area Chamber of Commerce to use the courthouse lawn for the annual Easter egg hunt on April the 11th, 2009 at 11 a.m.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve that request. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
One question here. Is anybody from the chamber here?
No.
Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Item five is to discuss and take action concerning the City of Gilmer's notice to demolish the structures located at 912 North Cypress and 1107 North Cypress, Gilmer. There are some structures there on Cypress Street that the City of Gilmer has declared as unsafe, and they gave us notice they're going to tear it down. And I wanted to bring this to y'all's attention and make sure that we didn't have a, because we are. Because there's probably taxes owed on it.
There can be dilapidated homes, I think.
Yes.
Move to approve.
Okay.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve the city's notice, or if we have to give them permission. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's granted. Item six is to discuss and take action to purchase a copier for the county clerk's office from record management funds for $9,990. And I talked to the clerk just this morning. The auditor made me aware that we the amount budgeted this year, what's left in the budget out of that fund is $6,705, which would mean that we would, if we purchase this copier, we would need to spend about $3,700 out of office machines and equipment. There is currently about $10,700 left in office machines and equipment. So if we spend $3,700 out of there, that'll leave seven in that line item. It'll leave $7,000 in office machines and equipment. Record Management Fund 21 would be gone for the year. And I'll let the clerk tell you why she would like a new copier.
Our copy machine is used, and as you know, that we charge $1 per copy. And we have, at the last count, over a half a million copies on that copy machine. It's limping along. But the main thing that I would really like to do is get one, and this is will be fixed with an access code. So if you come in to make copies, if you're a landman or whatever, to make copies, you pay up front. We give you an access code. You use that access code. We have had in the past some people from out of county come in. One guy was going to walk off with $75. That may not be a lot, but you add that up, that's a whole lot. We can keep a better track of our money with a new copier. And the fact that this one is wore out, the lifespan of this copy machine is going to be about 600,000 copies. And we'll have that in maybe 2 months. We average, I think they told us 9,000 copies a month. And 95% of those are at $1 a page. And all of that revenue goes back into the general fund.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, they are still working on it, but they're beginning to, when they start talking, and they always do this every time, they start saying that we're pretty soon we're not going to be able to get parts for it. We're getting to a point we can't get parts for it. And
but it's still under contract.
And we're calling correct. Them a lot more often than whenever I first came.
We're still paying the contract on it for maintenance.
We are.
Mr. Smith, can we take money out of the general fund to subsidize the shortfall in records management fund?
We can, if that's what we choose to do.
Because is it true that the records management fund money is supposed to use, supposed to be used for a specific area or specific items?
It's used to manage the records for countywide. It can be used for the JP offices, it can be used for the district clerk's office, it can be used for the auditor's office to manage their records if they want. We've spent $4,700 this year out of that fund for shelving and time.
That was four items that had to do with records management?
Correct.
Okay, but can we fund that line item out of the general fund?
If I understand your question correctly, what we would do is split the payment, part of the funds would come out of records management, part of the funds would come out of the general fund. We would not actually move money over into records management. Are you asking, can we move money over into records management?
Right.
No.
That's what I thought. So then it does not become a copier that's dedicated to records management at that point in time, then, right? Because we've used money from the general fund to purchase. So then it's going to be a copier that can be used for other areas.
Looking at it from that point of view,
and the way I understand it's supposed to be, it's just supposed to be dedicated
to records management.
Yeah.
Rather than a revenue-producing item.
Right.
I didn't think about it from that point of view.
Everything else is not producing records for weighing in, you know, for copies of something I need if I'm up there making a copy. So something not used for records management anyway, some of it. So.
But the money spent out of records management fund is supposed to be used on items that pertains to that particular area. You're not supposed to commingle it or mix it.
Well, that's been done though. I mean, it's done that way. I think it is allowed because we've always had some employees in the clerk's office that are paid partially out of records management and partially out of the general fund because a lot of the duties that they performed were records management. Out of her recommendation.
That's not the way I understand
it. Peggy, you think we might make it to a budget?
You don't think it could limp along till October?
We need to give it our best shot. Make it limp. We need to get by this year with it.
And when our revenue goes down.
I mean, if it could, then we could budget it all out of record management.
Right. I mean, that's a extremely high-priced copy machine. I think it needs to be budget item.
Well, it does a lot of copying.
It does that.
It does do a lot of copying. Thank you,
and if it's good for another 100,000 copies at $1 a copy,
yeah,
that should stay within that
should last us. Like if 2 months is what you think, then you know if it happens to get to the point where we can always revisit it.
Whatever the court decides, the copy machine is making money for the county. It's whatever the court decides.
Let's let it keep making money.
Is there going to be any motions today? Will you let us know if it craters? And
certainly will. I'll walk down to the commissioner's office and make him their copy machine. And certainly will.
That was pitiful.
The motion needs to be made on it anyway.
I'll let you make one of mine. I'm not going downstairs.
Well, you've got more than one copy machine, so it won't be like your.
Mm-hmm. And they both make money.
That's right.
Judge, I'll make a motion that we do not allow this expense at this time and revisit it in the future if necessary. In other words, if it breaks between now and the budget time.
Don't take action. Let's just don't take action, and we can do that anyway. If there's no action taken, then it'll be the same thing.
Well, it's an action item or whatever.
There's a motion to refuse the request and take action later if necessary. Is there a second on that motion?
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Your request is denied.
Judge, you want to state that? You made the motion second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Crabtree. Item 7 is to discuss and take action concerning requesting proposals for postage machines. Our postage machines, well, here's the bottom line. We've got to give notice to our postage machine company if we don't intend to renew our contract automatically. And that notice has to be given prior to May the 1st of this year. The contract doesn't renew until August the 1st, but I'm going to recommend to the court that we go out and get some more proposals. And the auditor's already been working on that anyway, but I guess what I really want to ask you is if we're going to go out for proposals, I need to send the letter to notice that we're not going to renew automatically.
Motion to do so.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Ferguson to request proposals for postage machines. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 8 is to discuss and take action to correct the Commissioner Court minutes from March 31, 2006 regarding Private Road 1198 and Private Road 1199. This issue came up about a month ago. The roads came up about a month ago. And I had the opportunity to go back and listen to the tape from March the 31st of 2006. In that meeting, the tape says that the discussion in the tape is, and the motion and second is, to table these roads until we have signatures from the residents who live on those roads. And that's how it was voted by on the court. That was the action taken by the court. The actual minutes say that the motion was to put the roads on the two-year waiting period, and that is incorrect. And it happened prior to Ms. LeGrone taking office.
Thank you.
I told her I'd give her that disclaimer.
Motion to correct the minutes of the March 31st, 2006 meeting.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve the correction of the minutes from March the 31st, 2006 to read that the correct action taken by the court was to table any action until we had signatures from the residents who live on those roads requesting that we take those roads into the two-year waiting period.
What about November 15th?
That's not on the agenda to discuss.
Yeah, we're not. November 15th?
Of 06.
No, I think it's okay. I think those are okay. Item 9 is that the court will go into executive session and is authorized by Burns, Texas Codes, annotated 551.074A1 to discuss personnel matters. No, I think you're right. Those in favor under item 8?
Aye.
It's approved. Court is back in session from executive session. Item 10, the court will reconvene into open session and take any action necessary concerning personnel matters.
I'd like to make a motion at this point in time that we take action to rescind the motion of the action taken on July 15, 2005. Item 7, it says discuss and take action to appoint Joe Buddy Ferguson to oversee the maintenance of county buildings. My motion is to rescind that action that was taken on that day and place the whole court in charge of department heads, not have one department head thinking that they need to answer to one commissioner.
To clarify the record, item 11 reads, discuss and take action on building maintenance policies and issues, including but not limited to courthouse lawn bids. That motion fits better under item 11.
Then I'll make my motion for item 11, if that's the case. And by no means is it because Mr. Ferguson is not doing an appropriate and a good job. Yet the issue is, we don't need one department head feeling that they need to answer to one commissioner for the final say-so on anything. Otherwise, the taxpayers are paying the other three commissioners up here.
Or, if this carries, I mean, this, we'll talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If this carries, who's going to be down at the tax office Saturday? Who's going to be down there this afternoon on the cleaning?
The department head will be. The same person that's down at the sheriff's office when the sheriff has issues, the same person in the county jail when the county jail has problems, the same person.
Well, I'm the one that worked all this up, and I'm the one that works with the man to take part of this off of maintenance that you want to get rid of me so bad from your little crummy world. But,
it's not to get rid of you, it's to give everybody else the opportunity to do and feel like Mr. Daniels or a department head can answer to any member of the court, not just one particular member of the court. And the law plainly states that no one member of the court can hold the county accountable for anything. So we all need to be involved in it.
Where's that law?
Inspection down there at the jail just recently, right, Sheriff? How long ago did you find out about that jail inspection? This commissioner never knew anything about it. I don't know if there's another commissioner on the court. You had a plumbing problem down there last year, I believe, that was ongoing for about 3 or 3.5 weeks. Right, Sheriff? This commissioner knew nothing about it.
Well, like
I think it's fair to the taxpayers when a department head cannot make all members of the court aware of the transactions in the county.
I made everyone aware, except you. You're never here, except lunch, and I'll go to lunch.
Oh.
You got my cell phone?
I won't have one.
And it is true, I have missed several days of work in the last couple of months because my mother had a heart attack on December the 3rd. She had a stroke on December the 5th. And if this court wants to hold me responsible for not being here and taking after my mother's needs,
it's not.
Then so be it or whatever. But we got one commissioner up here, Mr. Ferguson, that his mother was in the same shape a couple years ago. I said nothing about that. The judge's his brother here was in bad health. I said nothing about that when he had to go. I think it's totally unfair that you're held responsible for something that's out of your control. Yes, my taxpayers, my constituents in my precinct, I believe, will not hold me liable for not being here for the days that I go into Longview and take care of her medical needs, whether it's taking her to the doctor, taking her back and forth to rehab, or providing her with medicine.
Was she
this court wants
back
to do that, whatever,
plumbing?
I think that's very...
A year ago?
Pardon me?
Where was you at a year ago? Was she sick then?
I was here a year ago.
Well, no one has said anything.
The point is, I've got a cell phone on my side that's there 24 hours a day. I've got a home phone, and I've got an office phone.
Is it on your business cards?
Okay. The record will be clear. No one's made any comments about Commissioner Crittenden's mother. Let's not get into personal issues. The motion on the floor is to rescind the court's action from July the 15th, 2005, appointing Buddy Ferguson to oversee maintenance of county buildings. Is there a second?
Second.
Any other discussion?
Like I said, I'd like to reiterate, the purpose of this is not to take anything away from Mr. Ferguson. It's to allow the rest of the court to be knowledgeable of what's taking place in the county.
And understand, my second is no way against Mr. Ferguson either. He's done an excellent job with the county. But I think the way the issue is, there's a very lack of communication between the commissioner's court that shouldn't be.
Any other discussion?
I read this a while ago about this subchapter of county and road.
Mr. Carr, does this have anything to do with building maintenance?
Yes, it's got something to do with the commissioner's court, because it's plain to say that it states right here that the commissioner's court are the public maintenance body, policy maintenance body.
We're not discussing road and bridge, Mr. Carr.
Well, I mean, it's...
We're not discussing road and bridge. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay.
Now I'm going to ask one more question. Am I to be here Saturday and take care of the cleaning of the ducks and stay late this evening and take care of the cleaning of the ducks? Or am I to turn it over to Charles, which he's aware of it, but anyway, what do y'all want to do on that?
Mr. Daniels, I believe, has everybody's cell phone number or a way to contact him.
Do you know anything about being down there and cleaning the ducks?
Do you have a way to contact any one of the members of the court up here? Have you got phone number? Have you got my phone number?
I got it written down on my desk in the office.
Have you got Mr. Campbell's?
No, I don't think I do.
It's on his card. I think you've got a county radio, right?
Yes.
I believe you can get a hold of Mr. Campbell through the county radio also.
Okay.
Okay, so you actually could get a hold of any one of the five of us if you need anything up here on Saturday, is that correct?
Yes.
Do you feel you need somebody to come up here and watch over you to make sure that you do your job appropriately?
No.
Do you feel confident that you can perform those duties down there without having anybody?
Yes.
Then you're probably the man for the job, aren't you?
I feel like that.
So, if he needs to get a hold of you, can he get a hold of you on Saturday, Mr. Ferguson? If you intended to be here anyway,
I'll talk to Mr. Daniels about that.
Mr. Crabtree, can he get a hold of you if he calls
you? If my telephone rings, I'm going to answer.
Mr. Campbell?
My phone rings, I'll answer.
Judge?
I'll talk to Mr. Ferguson, to Mr. Daniels.
Mr. Daniels, there's three of us that will be able to answer your beck and call if you're up here on Saturday and leave us or whatever.
Mr. Crittenden, is there anything else, Mr. Crittenden?
I just want everybody to be represented equally up here.
Well, if you do,
Mr. Daniels, when you have an emergency, it's going to require you to get in touch with me, and then I'll post a meeting, an emergency meeting, if it's an emergency. If you remember what happened in the jail with the sewage system,
yes.
Then it will require you to call me, and then we can have a meeting within 3 hours or shortly after 3 hours. And I'll get in touch with everyone else to make sure we get that handled correctly.
Okay. And, yes, sir, Judge, there is something else. Mr. Daniels, while we're on the subject, I would appreciate that any time there's a question or something that needs to be addressed, that you would make all members of the court here aware of it by dropping off in our office a written note, what notice it says we've got these problems here, or we're fixed to have a jail inspection, or this is fixing to come up. If you don't correlate with us and just with one commissioner, don't depend on one other commissioner or one other member of the court.
No, wait just a minute now. We've got to be careful that he doesn't come poll us. If he comes and asks my permission and your permission and Buddy's permission, outside of an open meeting, he'll be polling us, and it'll be a.
That's not what I
you don't, well, Mr. Daniels. You don't ask anybody's permission to do anything. You're the building maintenance supervisor.
That's right.
If you ever have a question about whether I should do this or do this, you tell me, and I'll post a meeting for it. Okay. Never go and poll the commissioners and ask them what you think that you ought to do.
All right. Would
because that would be a violation of the open meeting.
Right.
That's correct.
And that's not what I requested, Mr. Daniels. My request was to give us a written agenda of issues that may be coming up that might be a problem that you're going to have to address or whatever. That's all I want to know. That's all we want to know. I don't. If you can go to one commissioner and make him aware of all the dealings in the county, you should be able to go to all the commissioners and make them aware of what's going on in the county. That's the problem. I'm not requesting you to break the law in any way. Just make us all aware of what's going on. I'd like to know when the jailhouse is going to be inspected. I'd like to know when we've got problems in the jailhouse. I'd like to know when we've got leaks in the library. Okay?
Sheriff, did you want to say something?
Well, on behalf of what he's asking Mr. Daniels to do, what I'm seeing going on right now, what I'm going to do is on every maintenance issue at the sheriff's office effective today will be sent to the commissioner's court so that you can review and see if you're fixed. Because I understand that the court doesn't want Mr. Ferguson overseeing the maintenance buildings, but I'm telling you right now, if it wasn't for Mr. Ferguson, maintenance of those buildings would be lacking today. But I will make a triplet. You will get a copy of every maintenance form given to maintenance, and you'll have it in your possession at any point in time. Any five of you can ask if it's been taken care of.
Thank you, Sheriff.
That way it makes it lighter on everybody, and you don't have to wait till the last minute to find out what's going on.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Passed 2-0.
How can it pass it once where there's not a majority, Judge?
2 is a majority. It's 2-0.
There's 3 other folks there, though. Whatever. It did pass.
You got your what?
The under item 11, I move that we create a policy requiring all department heads to notify the commissioner's court in writing of maintenance issues.
Second.
And that will be done through my recommendation. My motion is that it be made in quintuplicate, 5 copies delivered to the commissioner's court.
So to the commissioner's court. My
motion. So that each member.
Office or.
Can we make one copy and give it to their secretary and she makes the copy?
Sure, we can do that.
Yeah.
Not my office. My copy machine's on.
Okay.
Do not our secretary.
But what it is it's going to require maintenance issues be placed in writing and delivered to the commissioner's court.
That's maintenance issues are also moving. If you've got a box that needs moving, that's a maintenance issue. Correct?
Correct.
Under your, okay.
I have a light bulb that needs to be changed.
That's right. That's a maintenance issue.
So my motion I made a while ago, was it placed under item 11 as you said it would be better placed, Judge, or did it stay under item 10?
It's under item 11.
Okay, well, you just made another motion to item 11. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
When we go to the buildings at night, we have maintenance issues like lights being out or a broken lock on the door or whatever the case may be, a running code. I usually call Charlie and leave it on his answer machine. Now, do you want me to do these forms too, or do I can still do the status quo with
Charlie
leaving on his answer machine and
taking
care of the next
day?
Charlie. Yes.
In writing to the commissioner's court.
Okay. So
I understand the issues here. I mean, we either need to be in charge or we don't.
Yeah.
And if the commissioner's court wants to be in charge of building maintenance, which we are, but if we're going to take full responsibility, then we need to take full responsibility.
And we have to know that has been addressed. If we don't know it's been addressed, there's nothing we can do for it.
As is usually, I just call Charlie, leave it on the answer machine. He gets the guys on the very next day, and it's done, took care of.
Well...
No, you can... Correct me if I'm wrong. You can still make the phone call, but it has to be followed up by written notice.
And then what we'll likely do is during Commissioner's Court, we'll look at those written maintenance requests from the past 2 weeks, and then we'll discuss with Mr. Daniels if those issues have been taken care of.
Anybody second your motion, Judge?
I don't think so.
I did.
Who did?
I did.
The motion is to require a written maintenance request for maintenance issues in county buildings by department heads to the Commissioner's Court. Seconded by Commissioner Crabtree. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Was having the department head set up by the Commissioner's Court in writing of maintenance issues?
Yes.
And 5 copies to be delivered?
No, they can deliver 1 copy.
Okay.
Miss Whiteside can make copies for us.
So you're going to let the department heads know this?
Yeah, I'll send a memo.
You too, Judge. Motion to adjourn.
Whoa, we got to discuss bid, Judge, on one.
No, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Rescind my motion.
We have bids on the lawn, too.
Estimates.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
We have 3 estimates. One from Cook's Lawn Service, and this is with the fertilizer program. And it is $800 a month. And that'll wind up being $9,600 a year.
That's what I need for a copy machine.
Then we...
Which one was that, Glenn?
Cook's. Lawn Care.
Thanks.
Then we have one from Stan's Solutions, LLC, or what he is. Stan the Yard Man's, how he pronounced himself. He has got $680 per month for the mowing and the trimming. And then he's got through February, April, June, and October, $480 a month for fertilizing. Wind up being $10,080 a year. And then we have one from Baker's Lawn Care for $400 a month. He did not submit the fertilizing program, and it'll wind up being $4,800 a year. 2 of them has insurance, 1 of them doesn't. Mr. Baker does not have the insurance, but said if he got the bid, he would get his insurance. You also have the sheet there that I give you that shows what it costs per year for another, if the maintenance hardened another man comparing to the lawn service.
Well, my thought is still free labor and maintenance be over.
I would agree with you to some extent, but also is if our lawns are not going to get fertilized like they should and bring them back to standards like they used to be, that is my concern.
Well, I think our extension agency, I planned on speaking with her and having a soil sample so we can put the right fertilizer on.
And plus with the lawn service, it's going to also say the maintenance on the lawnmowers too. We own. Not as
much. Lawnmowers, weed eaters, all kind of.
Sir?
All kind of equipment, not just the lawnmowers. It could be the weed eaters and everything.
You're going to take taxpayer money where you're receiving the service now with inmates out of the jail. You're going to do away with them and take taxpayer money that people get where they can't pay their taxes and hard lawn yard pay.
I think we just had a pretty major policy change. I think we should let our maintenance continue doing that and see how it goes. I don't think we should take it away from him today.
I believe it stated at the last meeting, though, these were only a proposal.
Right.
You know, we just want to look at to see for future reference If Mr. Daniels at that point in time needs to hire another county employee, right now, the lowest paid employee in there is making a little more than $39,000 a year. So the county can either hire another employee at somewhere along those figures there, or we could possibly look at entertaining one of these offers here.
Or we can use jail inmates to do the work. We don't need to hire anybody. We don't need to pay anybody else to do the work. We've got plenty of jail inmates.
May I speak?
Yes, ma'am.
I came before this court asking for $9,900 to buy a coffee machine to bring revenue into this county. And y'all are using the taxpayers' money. I have to agree with Mr. Ferguson. This is taxpayers' money. We've got people out there without jobs to mow the lawn. Mr. Charlie Daniels mowed this yard 8-9 years ago before he became the head of maintenance. This was beautiful. It was gorgeous. And bring that back. And I think y'all need to be very conservative with the taxpayers' money.
Once again, let me clarify, these are only proposals. The court's not looking to entertain any action on this today. But the purpose of getting these proposals was to see if the building maintenance department in the future needs to hire another employee to help Mr. Daniels out. Do we want to weigh the option of hiring an employee somewhere around $39,000 a year, or do we want to possibly look at hiring somebody to take care of the yards for, what, $12,000, $15,000 a year, which is no benefits, which is no maintenance, which is no equipment. But that's the only whole point of this here.
Is that all the county
lawns
you're
talking
about?
No, that's a courthouse.
No, it's just a courthouse.
Just courthouse. What are y'all going to do with the rest of them?
Yeah, we've got
the rest of them would be maintained.
The maintenance would be maintained.
The only thing Mr. Campbell could do at this point in time, because the way it was worded on the agenda last time, was go out for bids or proposals for just the courthouse. This gives us an idea of what it would take just to do the courthouse.
So to do it right, you're going to have to rebid it or propose it for every county property.
That's correct.
We could have gotten proposals from anybody we wanted to, for anything we wanted to.
That's what I'm saying.
The agenda didn't tie, and the motion didn't tie anybody to anything.
So it's just proposals, and what the court wants to do is fine with me.
Well, I think we ought to use the free labor in jail.
I do, too.
That's my thought.
Now, I don't think the only options are hiring a lawn service or paying somebody $39,000 a year. Those are not the only options. And that would be a waste of taxpayer money.
That's true.
The maintenance employee gets $39,000 a year?
The minimum.
What?
That's his benefits. That's
with benefits.
That's with benefits.
That's the total cost.
Mow the yard?
Yeah.
Under item 11 regarding maintenance issues, Charles, I'm going to ask you if we need a motion on this or if there's disagreement. We need to find out what we need to do to get the lawn fertilized, and we need the sprinkler system running.
Well, we're not going to put triple 13 on it every year.
Okay.
We didn't plant no winter grass this year. I mean, that's the reason why it looks like it does.
Well, we may need it, and I think that's good. I mean, I don't particularly like the winter grass, but Extension Service can do a soil sample and tell us what might need to be on it. But part of the problem with the St. Augustine is that it's not watered adequately. And they may also be able to tell you how to water it, what time of the day to water, and how often. Of course, that's going to depend on the time of year. Bill Starnes, who has Haddon's Cafe across the street here, he's got a degree in horticulture, and he also said that if you ever had any questions that you need to ask him about, he wasn't interested in doing the lawn maintenance, but he said he would be happy to help with any kind of questions that you had about lawn maintenance and upkeep.
I think we're going to leave that up to building maintenance.
Okay. It's
at this point.
Are there any other motions?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor? We're adjourned.